Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. On page 56. And now, the armor of the goddess. Om presenting the armor of the respected she who tears apart thought, the creative capacity is the seer, Anushtup 32 syllables to the verse is the meter, the slayer of passion and anger is the deity, the establishment of the mother of unity is in the body is the seed, that which binds the gods of all the directions is the principle. For the satisfaction of the respected mother of the universe, this appendage of the 700 verses is applied in recitation, and that's the application of these mantras. Om, we bow to the goddess who tears apart thought, Markandeya said. Om, grandfather, tell me the supreme mystical secret, the one that is not well known, which affords all protection to all men. So here Markandeya is asking Pitamaha Brahma. And the creative capacity Brahma gives his reply. The creative capacity said, there is a mystical secret, O learned one, that is beneficial to all existence. The meritorious armor of the goddess. Listen to that, O man of great wisdom. First is the goddess of inspiration. And second, the goddess of sacred study. Third is the goddess of the delight of practice. And the goddess of purifying austerity is fourth. Fifth is the goddess who nurtures divinity. Sixth is the one who is ever pure. Seventh is the goddess of the dark night of overcoming egotism. And the goddess of the great radiant light is eighth. Ninth is the goddess who grants perfection. The nine Durgas, relievers of difficulties, have been enumerated, and these names have been revealed by the great soul of the Supreme Himself. From the beginning of creation, everyone who does anything starts with inspiration. And then we learn about what we want to do. We think about it. Then we start refining the plan, put it into practice, and make it even more efficient and more better until we can nurture and cultivate divinity in action. We become pure, free from all conflict, all confusion, totally attentive to the action. We overcome the darkness of duality. We become one with the great radiant light. And ninth is the grantor of perfection. And these nine forms of Durga have been proclaimed from the dawn of creation by the Supreme Himself. If one is being burned by fire or in the midst of enemies on the field of battle, whenever thoughts are occupied with difficulties or any kind of fear, by taking refuge in the mother, no energetic opposition will conquer that individual injury in the dangers of battle. I cannot foresee any sorrow, pain, or fear to envelop such a person. Anyone who takes refuge in the Divine Mother is automatically freed from all fear. Because we give up our attachments to our personal desires and we let her will be done. How can there be fear? When she is remembered with devotion, all opposition ends, and immediately prosperity begins. For those who remember her, the Supreme Goddess protects them without a doubt. Standing upon the corpse of inert consciousness is the slayer of passion and anger. Remember, Shiva is lying like an inert corpse. Consciousness is still. He is the witness. He is not the actor. He does nothing. And Divine Mother is dancing on the stage of consciousness. Shiva is merely the witness of her actions. She is Chamunda. She has just cut down all the passion and anger. She who is the most excellent desire of union sits upon the buffalo of perseverance. The energy of the rule of the pure rides upon the elephant of universal love, while the energy that pervades all sits upon the bird of brilliant luster. The energy of the great seer of all rides upon the bull of discipline. The ever-pure one is carried by the peacock of beauty. The goddess of wealth sits upon the lotus of peace. The goddess beloved of consciousness has a lotus in her hand. So all of these goddesses come with their carriers, their bahans, their conveyance. And each one of these conveyances has an aspect or demonstrates one aspect of our spiritual yearning, our spiritual longing, our sadhana. Pure white is the form of the goddess supreme energy carried by the bull of discipline. So wherever you see the bull, you know you've got to knock off the bull and get down to work. She's the bull of discipline. And wherever you see the bull, you know it's time to quit messing around and get to work. The creative energy rides upon the swans of controlled breath, displaying all ornaments. Remember, wherever you see the hamsa, the swans, you think of soham, the mantra of pranayam. The hamsa becomes a paramahamsa. And he becomes the supreme swan as he rises up through pranayam. He rises up higher and higher. We bring that kundalini energy up higher and higher until we become from hamsa to paramahamsa. From being a swan. So hum, so hamsa, hamsa. So hum. So means that. And ham means I. And I am that. Purush, Prakriti, consciousness, nature, hum, sa, so, hum. The so hum becomes the hamsa, and the hamsa practitioner becomes a paramahamsa. These are all the mothers, all connected in succession in the path of union. We start with the inspiration, we cultivate the knowledge, we begin to practice, and we refine the practice until we nurture divinity, become ever pure, overcome the darkness of egotism, become one with the great radiant light. And ninth is the grantor of perfection. And they are united in succession in the path of union, displaying various ornaments and various jewels. The goddesses are seen angry and agitated, mounted upon chariots. They've just been attacked by the armies of the ego. The conch of vibrations, the discus of revolving time, the club of articulation, various forms of energy, the plow sowing the seeds of the way of truth to wisdom, the pestle of refinement, the shield of method, the javelin of effort, the battle axe of good actions, the net of unity, the spear of concentration, the trident of harmony, and the excellent bow of determination. They display these weapons for the purpose of destroying the bodies of thoughts and to instill fearlessness in devotees and for the welfare of the gods. The Asuras have attacked the gods. The forces of division have attacked the forces of unity. And they are not going to put up with it. They're going to hit them over the head with their mantras. Take aim at them with their sankalpa. Focus their energies at those mean attackers. We bow to you, O great fierce one, O great one of dreadful prowess, O you of great strength, of great joy, the great destroyer of fear. Protect me, O goddess, difficult to perceive, you who increased the fear in our enemies. May the energy of the rule of the pure protect me in the east. In the southeast, the God who is the light of meditation. In the south, the most excellent desire of union. In the southwest, she who wields the sword of worship. In the west, may energy of the Lord of Equilibrium give protection. In the northwest, she who is carried by the deer of enthusiasm. In the north, may the ever-pure one protect. In the northeast, the wielder of the pike of concentration. Above, may the creative energy protect me. And then below, the energy that protects, pervades all. And all 10 directions may be protected by the slayer of passion and anger, mounted upon the corpse of inner consciousness. In front, may victory protect me. And may conquest protect me in the rear. On the left side may stand the undefeated one, and on the right, the unconquerable. Now here, look at what we've done. We've taken the different energies of the goddesses, and we put them in the 10 directions surrounding us. And we have Jaya Mechagratubatu Bijaya Patu Prishtata. And we have victory in the front and conquest in the back, and the undefeatable one on the left, and who stands on the right? On the right, the unconquerable. And we're surrounded by this invincible army of goddesses that are going to march off to battle with us. This is getting fun. Now remember, a kavach, it's a suit of armor, but it's actually a nyas. Remember, nyas means to establish within. We perform the karanyas. Om nang angus the bang the bang matar jadi bang spa sing bang the bang bosa bong anamika bang hum yakanish the kam bosan. Om namashiba karoto kaprish the bang astraya pat. Karanyas. Sanyas. We establish truth within. There are various forms of nyasas. And a kavach is actually a nyas. So as you're reading these mantras and you're calling off the names of the goddess, just feel that goddess located in that section of your body. May the luminous one guard the crown of the head, and may the mother of protective energy safeguard residing on the head. May the one who wears the garland protect in the forehead and in the eyebrows, the bearer of welfare, the three-eyed one between the eyebrows and restrain sound in the nose. The bearer of the constant vibration between the eyes and in the ears, the dweller at the doors. In the cheeks, may the goddess of time protect, and behind the ears, the energy that causes peace. In the nostrils, excellent scent, and on the upper lip, the sweet taste, and on the lower lip, a drop of nectar, and in the tongue, the spirit of all knowledge. May the ever-pure one protect the teeth, and in the throat, she who tears apart thought, in the uvala, the one of varied sound, and the great measurement of consciousness in the palate. May the goddess who causes love protect the chin, all welfare protect my speech, the excellent remover of darkness, the neck, the wielder of the bow and of determination, the backbone. In the outer neck, the blue-necked one. In the throat pipe, the goddess of inspired songs. In the shoulders, may the wielder of the sword of worship protect. In my arms, she who bears the thunderbolt of illumination. May the energy that bears the staff of discipline protect my hands, and the mother of the universe, the fingers. May the ruler of the trident of harmony protect the nails, and in the abdomen, the ruler of the family. May the great goddess protect my breasts, she who destroys all sorrow in the mind. In the heart, the desired goddess, and in the stomach, the bearer of the pike of concentration. May the goddess of love protect the navel, the private part, the ruler of mystical secrets. May purity of desire protect the genital, and she who rides the buffalo of perseverance, the anus. May the supreme goddess protect the hips, in the knees, she who resides in knowledge, in the shanks, may the great goddess of great strength protect, may the granter of all desires. In the ankles, the goddess of courageous fortitude, on the top of the feet, she who is heat and light, tapasi. In the toes, may prosperity protect, and in the soul, she who dwells in support. On the nails, she with great tusks, and she with great hairs, the hair. In the pores of the skin, the energy of wealth, and the skin, the energy that rules vibrations. May the daughter of spiritual discipline protect my blood, marrow, fat, flesh, bones, and limbs, the entrails, the dark night of overcoming egotism, and the bile, the crown sovereign. This is at least 900 BC. Look at their knowledge of physiology. May the goddess of the lotus of peace protect the lungs, and she with the crest jewel, the phlegm. She with the radiant face, the luster of the nails, and the unbreakable one, all the joints. May the creative energy protect my semen, and the goddess with the supreme umbrella, my shadow. May my ego, mind, and intellect be protected by she who supports the way of truth to wisdom. May she who holds the thunderbolt of illumination in her hands protect my life, welfare, and five vital breaths. Prana, prana, atahabhyana, udanang chasamanakam. Your rising breath, inhaling, exhaling, diffusing, rising, and equalizing. So you have inhalation, prana, apana, exhalation. Bhyana is involuntary expulsion. We won't have to go into that too much. Rising, udana, bringing that air up, bringing the prana up with the air. And samana, holding it still. Taste, form, smell, sound, and feeling. May the goddess of union protect, and may knowledge, action, and desire always be protected by the exposure of consciousness. May the most excellent desire of union protect life, and the energy of that which pervades all protect the way of truth to wisdom. May welfare, repute, prosperity, wealth, knowledge be protected by she who holds the discus of revolving time. May the energy of the rule of the pure protect my lineage, and may she who tears apart thought protect my animals. May the great goddess of truth, wealth, protect my children, and the formidable goddess protect my mate. May the goddess of excellent paths protect my path, and the giver of salvation my way. May the great goddess of true wealth protect me at the gate to the royal palace where victory always dwells. And that's the mantra we sing at the gate every morning. We ask that she protect us at the gate where victory always dwells. O goddess, protect all those places not mentioned in this my armor, O you who conquer and destroy all sin. A little errors and omissions clause. For the welfare of his own or her own soul, a person should not take one step without this armor. Again, for the welfare of his or her own soul, a person should not take one step without this armor. But if he or she always proceeds with the armor, wherever that person goes, there the objectives are accomplished. Conquering all desires, whatever desires one contemplates, he or she attains them without a doubt. A human being becomes equivalent to the supreme sovereign of all. Unafraid, a mortal conquers is undefeated in any encounter. The human who proceeds with his armor becomes worthy of worship in the three worlds. This is the armor of the goddess, which is difficult for even the gods. Whoever will constantly make its recitation at the three times of prayer with faith and self-control will assume the brilliance of the goddess and become unconquerable in the three worlds. His or her life will last 100 years and death will be from natural causes. All maladies will be destroyed, even those arising from infectious cuts and eruptions. All types of poison will be rendered ineffective. All spells, mantras, amulets in existence, or those who move on the earth, or those who move in the air, or those born in water, or those counseled by others, or those born by themselves, or born in a family, those wearing a garland, those who feed on flesh, those who feed on vegetables, all those terrible beings of great strength who move in the atmosphere, or spirits of the planets, heavenly nymphs, celestial minstrels, demons, those proud of their learning, goblins, demons causing disease, disease, terrifying ones, all perish at the sight of one in whose heart resides this armor. His or her respect with superiors will rise, and the aura of light will have excellent increase. Welfare will grow, and the fame of that person will spread throughout the world. First, one should perform this armor, and then recite the 700 verses of the Chandipat. So long as the hills and forests of trees last upon this earth, the descendants of sons and grandsons of that individual will remain. At the end of the earthly body, with the blessing of the great measurement, that individual will attain the supreme station, which is difficult even for gods to attain. That person will attain the ultimate form of goodness and enjoy perfect bliss. Om. For the welfare of our own soul, we should not take one step without putting on this armor. Now, remember, the door to the secret of the Divine Mother is a very well-guarded door. So first thing we do is put on the suit of armor. And then we open the safety latch, the security pin. That's called the kilakstab, the pin. And then we open the deadbolt lock. That's called the argala, the argala stotra. And then we have permission to open the door. No one's going to deflect us from our path because we are wearing the armor of the goddess. We get to open the doors into the secret of the Divine Mother and enjoy the bliss of her communion. The reason we recite in Sanskrit has two energies. One is called vachak. It has a literal definition. It means what it means. We've interpreted it into English as best as we possibly can. But the other energy is called vaikarak. It feels like something. Now, this particular piece is written in a certain meter called Anushtup Chanda, which is 32 syllables to the verse. And as we chant and breathe at the same place in each verse, we automatically are performing pranayama. Now, as we sit in an asana and perform the pranayama and contemplate the intellectual meaning, we get an intuitive cognition of what the verses are saying that goes way beyond the intellect. And that's why it's more efficacious to recite in Sanskrit and in English, so that you understand it intellectually and you feel it. And that's why we practice to study and to recite the Sanskrit verses ourselves. But they do have meaning in English. Please read it again and again, especially if you feel that you need some protection. If anybody is entering your aura and changing your vibration, then you should put on the armor of the goddess. No one should have the authority to enter your aura and change your vibration. So we're empowering you to protect the vibration you want inside. It's very difficult for gods to perform spiritual austerities. Gods live in heaven and they enjoy heavenly delights. They have a small or limited realm, but they rule over the energies of their realm. Now, it's difficult for gods because gods cannot perform austerities. Gods are not one with the Supreme. They are illuminations, deep to shine. They're devas, they're shining ones who point the way, who show the way, how you can gather strength to move towards the Supreme, towards that Parabrahma. But they're not one with Parabrahma, nor are they performing austerities to improve their position. It's said when you perform 1,000 yajñas, 1,000 sacrifices, you become an Indra. When they come to give you the position, don't take it. Om Sang Saraswati Namaste.